Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And our first news story for this hour, the Eastern Michigan Small Business Network and Michigan Small Business Development Center will host the 2024 Thumb Area Cohort graduation ceremony on Tuesday, October 7th, 2025, from 1 to 2 p.m. at Rosson Memorial Library in Cass City. The event honors entrepreneurs and small business owners from Tuscola, Huron, and Sanilac counties who completed a year of business training, mentorship, and resource development. Graduates will be recognized with certificates, and the ceremony offers networking opportunities and promotional gift bags. Community leaders are invited to attend and support local small businesses. RSVPs are requested by October 3rd. And a recently appointed Tuscola County Commissioner announced his resignation during today's county meeting. Commissioner Chair Kim Vaughn read Commissioner John Goodchild's resignation, which said he needed more time with his family and had other commitments, and his decision was not made lightly. In mid-February, Goodchild took oath of office to become the Commissioner Representative for Commission District Number 1, which covers the townships of Akron, Columbia, Elkland, Elmwood, Fairgrove, Guilford, and Wisner, as well as the villages in those areas. He replaced Tom Young, who was just starting his 10th year as a commissioner, unexpectedly passed away. Candidates interested in the open seat must be at least 18 years of age, be a registered voter, and live within the district. Because Goodchild's resignation happened during today's September 25th county meeting, it may take a day or two before the open seat is posted on the county's website of TuscolaCounty.org. Per state law, the county is to make an appointment to that position within 30 days or conduct a special election to fill it. And the Bay City Department of Public Safety has introduced the Electronic Community Online Portal, or ECOP, a new 24-hour online system that allows residents to report certain non-emergency crimes without requiring an officer to visit their home or business. The portal is intended for incidents in Bay City where the suspect is unknown and includes reporting damage to property, identity theft, larceny from vehicles, lost property, and theft. Users receive a reference number upon submission to follow up or communicate with the department, though this is not an official case number. The department warned that filing false reports is a crime and said additional reporting options may be added in the future. Reports can be filed via the city's public safety page or directly through ECOP link. And harm reduction programs in Michigan have significantly decreased overdose deaths, hospitalizations, emergency room visits, and hepatitis C cases, according to a new modeling study by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services. Since 2018, Michigan has built a strong harm reduction infrastructure with 37 agencies operating at more than 100 sites statewide. The study highlights that expanded access to naloxone, which reverses opioid overdoses, prevented over 1,650 deaths between 2017 and 2024, with 569 deaths prevented in 2024 alone. Additionally, more than 13,000 hospitalizations and 13,200 emergency department visits related to injection drug use were avoided, alongside over 4,000 cases of hepatitis C prevented through treatment initiatives and harm reduction efforts. Provisional data from early 2025 shows a 36% drop in overdose deaths from 2,931 in 2023 to just 1,877 in 2024, placing Michigan among the top five states for overdose death reduction. Harm reduction agencies have distributed over 1.3 million free naloxone kits and expanded infectious disease testing and referrals to substance use disorder treatment, resulting in thousands receiving care and support. And it's been your local and regional news, which you can find anytime at thumbnet.net.